Galdora and the Woods Beyond. Galdora was a rag doll, just a homemade rag doll, with shiny shoe button eyes, a sewn-on mouth, and black wool hair. She belonged to a little girl called Marybell. But though she was homemade, Galdora could laugh and sing and cry as well as any other doll. There was one treat that dolls and teddy bears loved more than any other, and that was to be taken to the woods beyond. One or two were taken there when Marybell went to pick flowers. Poor Galdora was the only doll who had never been to the woods beyond. She always pretended she did not mind.
"Oh, woods," she would say. "They're wild places. I much prefer gardens."
But when the bluebells are out, the woods look like a shining blue lake, said Bobo the stuffed cat. "And how the birds sing," growled Teddy Bear softly. "Like fairies." Then Galdora pressed her head closer to the window. She did not want them to see that her shoe-button eyes were full of tears.
"The woods beyond. If only I could see them just once."
Next day, Marybell said, "Dolls, teddy bears, we're going in Daddy's car for a picnic in the woods."
She carried all the toys in armfuls to the car. Galdora was in the last armful, but as she was carried out, she fell unnoticed to the floor. Staring up at the ceiling, she heard the car start. She heard everyone climb in. She heard the car disappear into the distance. Suddenly, the door was pushed open. Sparks, the dog, came and sniffed her and patted her with his paw. He closed his teeth very gently round her and trotted downstairs. He ran out of the house, out of the garden, into the field, and onto the woods. Sparks put Galdora down very gently against a tree. He sniffed the air. Rabbits! Soon he was barking joyfully, running and jumping here, then there, then further on. Galdora looked about her.
"This must be the woods beyond," she thought.
Bluebells were moving gently in the breeze, like waves on shining blue water. Butterflies fluttered in twos and threes, looking like flowers themselves. The branches made a canopy of pale green, and Galdora could hear the piping sound of a robin and the soft, trickling song of the willow warbler.
"I've heard them," said Galdora. "I've heard the birds singing in the woods beyond."
Sparks went home and forgot all about the rag doll. But Galdora was happy. Rain pattered down on her woolly head. The moon came out and glinted on her shoe-button eyes. Then dawn broke. And all the time Galdora kept saying,
"I'm in the woods beyond. The woods beyond. None of the others have been in the woods at night. But I have."
After 2 days and nights, Marybell came to the woods to pick bluebells, and she brought Sparks. Suddenly, Sparks remembered Galdora.
"Sparks, here, good dog," called Marybell. "What have you found?"
"Why, it's Galdora. Poor old thing, you're in a bit of a mess. I'll have to dry you out and sew a new dress on you."
Galdora was carried home and seated in the best place by the fire.
"The woods beyond," she sighed in a dreamy way. at night. At night.
The teddy bears were silent. The dolls looked at each other. Then Galdora told them all about it.
How brave you are, Galdora, said Bobo the cat. To have been in the woods beyond at night all by yourself.
But Galdora only murmured,
Oh, the moonlight and the owls. It's magic. Oh, yes, it's the best place of all. The woods beyond at night.